Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We're going to get to Donnie's mock draft of the day, but I just first wanted to spend a minute on the breaking news of the Pirates lineup for tonight's game. Have you seen it yet, Mulsey?
I heard it when Austin said it.
And what was your reaction to it?
Well, same as the Pirates offense, really.
Andrew McCutchen leading
underwhelming.
Off.
A guy hitting 173. What's Jack Swinski hitting? I know batting averages and everything, but all these guys have bad OPSs too.
Rowdy Tellez is your cleanup hitter. He hasn't hit a home run in April. It's April 22nd.
They have a lot of bad hitters right now. They might have a lot of bad hitters, period. You better hope that the right now designation gets lifted here because they start all snapping out of it collectively. But right now, it just looks like a team full of bad hitters, guys who either once were good and aren't now, or guys who might never be good.
This is the pride of Pittsburgh to everybody. We don't do that out here. We're a good team. We're winning for a reason. We're going to get our man back on track. But what happened today is, I think, unacceptable. And we as a group in Pittsburgh got to be better. It's an all-star for a reason. And we just have to be better. So
I hated that when he said it. I think it's even more laughable now.
And they are 2-8 since he said that.
Really rallied the troops there. I hated that I was being lectured by a guy who had been here for like 20 minutes as a lifetime resident, what Pittsburgh does and doesn't do or shouldn't do as fans. Come on, man. Like, honestly, I almost felt like saying, know your role, buddy.
I think you did say that.
I didn't say know your role and cut like a rock style promo on him, but I probably should have.
O'Neill Cruz demoted all the way down to 7. McCutchen gets a promotion, hitting under 200. Tellez gets to stay where he is at cleanup.
I don't even know who in the lineup I would hit lead off. Unless the only like easy decision I feel like I would have if I were making out their lineup card is if they were facing a lefty starter, put Connor Joe lead off.
I'm going to say something right now that I don't think he has the balls to do. Talking about Shelton.
Okay.
I don't think he has the balls to hit McCutchen lower than 6th.
Because he feels like it'd be a slap in the face to
him? Yep.
He's probably their 8th or 9th best hitter. At this point, and it pains me to say that because I really
me
wanted
too,
it to be
but
so.
But I don't think he'd do it. I don't think he'd do it because of the respect. It's the same thing we talked about with Bednar.
Well, I would say McCutchen, if we're talking about strictly respect, has done way more than Bednar to earn a certain level of respect. But this is where, like sports, I would be a terrible manager, one of many reasons. Shouldn't it be about, forget about what you've done for me, this is the best lineup I can put out day in and day out, and that's what I'm going to do. Where should what Andrew McCutchen has meant to the franchise in the past factor in? Why should it factor in?
I mean, the crazy thing about it is I say that he wouldn't do it. I'm not even sure Shelton should do it because there's so many other candidates to hit near the bottom of the lineup right now.
You just tell them they're all hitting 9th and then just make out the lineup card?
Do the old Joe Maddon thing where you just pull names out of a hat
okay.
For your lineup for
you
that
know
night.
What? I know it's only 22 games. The season's 22 games deep. If I found out that Derek Shelton, just to try to loosen the mood in there, like major league style, just drew names out of a hat and you had Rowdy Tellez leading off, I'd be all right with it. Oh, Henry Davis hitting 2nd? Perfect.
Couldn't be any worse than the lineup that they actually put thought and time into.
I'm just saying, like, baseball's a crazy sport, and it is a grind. I would rather see them do that. I know that they would get roasted. This is Mickey Mouse stuff, but what are they putting out
there? Tampa's teams under Maddon were winning 90 games and going to the World Series.
But were they publicizing that's how he was building the lineup?
Yeah, he said that once in a while he'd do that just to...
But they didn't do it in the moment. He didn't go, hey, by the way, today's an out-of-the-hat lineup.
No, he would. He'd say after the game or in the pregame, I picked the lineup out of a hat because people would see it and it would look so crazy.
Then Shelton should do that. I hate saying Joe Maddon had some good ideas. Shelton should do that.
Let's get to Donnie's mock draft of the day. Little Austin filling in because Donnie is no doubt very hungover
He's having a blast down there, man. He and
Ridd and Harden put away wet after his time in Nashville. What? You don't think so?
I just hadn't heard that phrase uttered on the radio ever. I don't know if that one, I don't know if you're allowed to go with that one or not.
Why not?
I think you're allowed to. I just, very brusque phrase.
What do you got for us, Austin?
All right, Ryan Wilson just put out his updated mock draft just a few hours ago for CBS Sports. And he has, well, familiar name, as a lot of these names are getting to be. Graham Barton from Duke, offensive tackle, maybe interior, 6'5", 314-pound lineman going to the Steelers. No trades up, no trades down, right at 20.
Well, I think there's a. I think if he's there right now, they'll take him.
If he's there and Latham's there, unlikely. Who would they take? Because I think Latham's. I don't know if Latham's their favorite tackle, but the other guys, like Fuaga, I think is going to be gone too early for them to be sure. A serious contender. All Fashanu, maybe he's sliding down boards. If it's just, let me make this argument. If it's just Latham, or it's Barton, man, I think they'd have a very hard time. Looking past an Alabama guy who's basically plug and play at right tackle and affords you the opportunity to bump Jones over, because we know they love big school guys, for a Duke football player.
Wilson has Latham gone, going two picks higher to Cincinnati at 18. Fuaga's gone at 16 to Seattle.
Man, I'll tell you, hold on. If Fuaga lasts till 16, man, I wonder if they would trade up four spots like Jordan Reed has them going for Latham in that one.
Also has Jackson Powers Johnson, 26 to Tampa Bay.
I still don't think they would, because I feel like they would be happy with, if Fuaga got picked, there's enough guys that they like that they would just keep their extra picks and take the leftover player at 20, which last year was the opposite. There was a run on tackles, and they felt like if they were going to get one of them, they needed to make the deal to leapfrog New England.
And they did.
Yep.
They capitalized off of the Jets' perpetual vendetta against the Patriots.
I think the one thing that needs to be starred here or circled is Seattle, because they badly, badly, badly need a center. That's their one big offensive need. And I think at 16, they could take Barton, which would have the Steelers, I think, more of an Amarius Mims team. If that happens.
Well, Kabali's got one out there. Not that we're doing more than one mock draft here, but
his
first one has them trading up three spots to 17.
For 20, Latham?
Yep, 20 and 98 to the Jags in exchange for 17 and a nice throw-in of pick 212.
So they're giving up a third-round pick.
They're giving up that comp pick, yeah. What would amount to a late third.
Unless there's just no one left there and all the tackles are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give up a third-round pick player for Latham when I can just stay at 20 and get Mims.
I would agree that even though Latham has more polish, I think the upside with Mims is...
Mims could end up being better, and then you also have a third-round pick who could be a starter for you by the end of this year.
I actually think most people believe that if it breaks the correct way for Mims, injuries are good, there's nothing to worry about there, and he reaches his potential, he will be better than virtually all these guys. That becomes, do you trust your coaching and do you just trust your eval of the player?